We did a little reminiscing in the consistory room before the service tonight. Some of you will recall that I was privileged to serve you for 20 months before Reverend Marcusi came. I recognize some of the boys and girls who have become young people. Others have joined since we were here. My wife had hoped so tonight, to be with you tonight, but she's not feeling well enough to be here. But she sends her greetings. We have prayed for Faith Church each night during the time of your former pastor's service here, and we pray that we continue to remember you in our prayers, and we pray that you will be blessed as you have a seminarian for the summer months. Now we're going to read Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do not I hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Our sermon tonight is based on the opening words of this psalm. Recently, I read an article. Perhaps some of you have read it also. The title of the article is, Has Christianity Become Obsolete in America? The article goes on to report what they have found in recent surveys. This is one of the statements in the article. When asked to choose one of several descriptions of God, the proportion who believe that God is the all-knowing, all-powerful, and perfect creator of the universe who still rules the world today, currently stands at 2/3 of the public. That represents a 7-point drop from the 1991 level. Only 2/3 of our fellow American citizens believe that God is the all-knowing, all-powerful, and perfect creator of the universe who still rules the world today. That stands in contrast to the psalmist who wrote Psalm 139, to which our attention is directed tonight. There are two words that stand out in Psalm 139, to which I want to direct your attention. The words are omniscient and omnipresent. Omniscient and omnipresent. Perhaps you boys and girls, you young people, have become acquainted with those words in catechism. If not, I hope that you'll remember them tonight. The psalmist in Psalm 139 teaches us that God is both omniscient and omnipresent. Did you recognize the word omni in those two words? Omni means all or everywhere present and all knowing. So we want to think about those two words tonight. Perhaps as we read the psalm together, you notice that God, our God, is addressed by two names. The first name by which he is addressed is the word Lord. Did you notice that he's talked about as Lord in verses 1, 4, and 21? O Lord, you have searched me and you know me, is verse 1. Listen to verse 4. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. And then we find the word again in verse 21. Do not I hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? The other word by which our God is addressed is the word Lord in verses 1, 4, and 21, and the word God that is found in verses 17 and 19. Listen to them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. And in verse 19 we read, if only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men. And so we find two words to describe the God who has revealed himself as the omniscient one, as the omnipresent one. Lord and God. The word Lord is the prominent verse in this chapter. God reveals himself as Lord. Do you remember Deuteronomy 7? We're going to read Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 to 9. Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 to 9. Boys and girls, I think you will remember that God speaks to Moses in this passage from the burning bush. And this is what God says. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. God reveals himself as a covenant God, as a God who makes covenant with you and with me, his people, but also as a God who not only makes covenant, but who keeps covenant with his people, with you and with me. And as he makes covenant, he reveals himself to us as the omniscient one. Did you notice in Psalm 139, he says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You have searched me. Do you know what the basic meaning of that word is? Boys and girls, I think you can remember it as well as you who are young people and adults. The word searched here means to dig deep in order to find out what's underground. And so the psalmist says, God has digged into our person. God has searched us out. Not that God had to do that in order to find out what we were like. God knows that, but he uses language which is familiar to us, which we can identify with. And so he says that he has searched us and known us. He knows you and he knows me. He knows us when we sit and when we rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. God, our God, who looks down upon us, even as we sit in church tonight, knows our down-sitting and our uprising. He knows us from afar. In other words, he knows all of our life. You and I become so busy at times, don't we, that we forget about God. We forget who God is. We forget about what God does for us. We even forget to thank God for all that he does for us and all that he gives to us. But God doesn't forget us. He knows all of our life. Boys and girls, he knows you as you go to school tomorrow. He knows what you will do in school. He knows the lessons that you will be taught. He knows when you are paying attention in school. He knows when you are cutting up in school. He knows our down-sitting and our uprising. He does that not only for boys and girls, but he does that for adults also. He knows us as we are occupied in our homes today and tomorrow. He knows us as we leave for work tomorrow. He knows us in the various activities that we will be engaged in. He knows us when we sit and when we rise. Don't forget that. He knows well all the activities of our life. But not only does he know the activities in which we are engaged, but he knows our thoughts from afar off. Think about that. You and I are glad at times, aren't we, that the people sitting around us don't know our thoughts, can't read our thoughts, can't know what we're thinking. But wait a minute, God does. He knows our thoughts from afar off. He discerns our going out and our lying down. God is familiar with all of our ways. He knows what you were thinking before you came to church tonight. Boys and girls, young people, adults, he knows whether we came to church willingly on our own or if we had to be talked into coming and forced to come. He knows us so well. And look, He knows our sitting down and our rising up. He knows our thoughts. He's familiar with all of our ways. Wait a minute, there's more to our text. Before a word is on our tongues, He knows it completely, O Lord. Did you think about that? Did you realize that? Sometimes you and I speak words thoughtlessly, don't we? We don't know what we're going to say. We regret what we have said to others. But our God knows our words on our tongues completely. He knows them before we utter them. And so it's important for us to realize that our God knows us because He's omniscient. He knows all things. He knows what we're going to do. He knows our thoughts. He knows our words. He knows us completely. Not only does He know us, but He's there with us. He's there with us. Oh, think of that, boys and girls. Think of that, young people. Think of that, adults. I don't know what you have planned for after church tonight. Maybe you yourself don't know. But God knows what you are planning to do after church tonight. God knows where you are going and what you're going to do. Our text says, "You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." Remember, boys and girls, I said that we were going to talk about two words tonight. The one word was omniscient. God knows all things. The other word is omnipresent. God is everywhere present with us, and He knows what we are going to do. The psalmist says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." Think of it. The psalmist says, if we go to the heavens, we think of, in our day, the men who have entered space. God is there with them, whether they acknowledge Him or not. And we talk about the depths. We talk about going down, down, down. And the psalmist tells us that God is there. God is in the height. He's in the depths. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. Think of that, boys and girls. Tomorrow when you go to school, if you go to school tomorrow, you have to say goodbye to your mom and to your dad. Perhaps you'll get on the school bus or you'll carpool to school. And God is there with you. And He sees what you are going to do, and He knows what your thoughts are. Maybe you haven't done your assignment for tomorrow. God knows that. Did you realize that? God knows that you have failed to do your assignment. Or He knows if you have done your assignment and are ready to hand it in tomorrow. God is a God who knows all things. You and I can't escape Him. Do you remember a man in the Bible who tried to escape from God? His name was Jonah. God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't want to go. And so he went down to a ship that was going to Tarshish. And he thought that he could get a ride on that ship that was going to Tarshish. Well, you know what happened to Jonah, and I know what happened to Jonah. God sent a mighty storm. And although Jonah had fallen asleep, the sailors awakened him. They wanted to know where he was going and what he was doing. And Jonah had to confess that he was trying to get away from God, that he was going to Tarshish to escape God. And so you remember, don't you, what Jonah asked the men to do? Jonah asked the men to throw him overboard. And there God directed a fish to swallow Jonah because God knew Jonah's situation and God knew what Jonah was trying to do. God knew that Jonah was trying to flee from him. You see, you and I can't get away from God. He holds us by our hand. That's what the psalmist says. Your right hand will hold me fast. Do you have a scary assignment awaiting you tomorrow? Do you boys and girls have a scary assignment? Do you young people have to go for an interview tomorrow? For a summer job? Do you as adults have something that you have to do tomorrow that you would rather not do? The psalmist says that God will hold us fast. God will be there with us. Because you see, He's the omnipotent. He's the all-powerful God. Wait a minute. The psalmist has something to say about the darkness. Surely the darkness will hide me, and the light will become night around me. Even the darkness will not be night dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Pretty soon it's going to get dark, isn't it? But God is with us. God beholds us when it gets dark. Sometimes when we go to bed, we're afraid, aren't we, boys and girls? But God is there, and God watches over us in the night time, and He protects us from all evil. And so, you see, the psalmist teaches us two words, omniscient and omnipresent. Both words come to us for a purpose. They come to comfort us, to teach us, that God knows us, and He knows where we are, and He watches over us. I want to tell you a story. I don't think I've ever told that story before. There was a teacher who did not believe in God. And so he wrote on the blackboard, God is nowhere. God is nowhere. And he wanted to tell his students how foolish they were to believe that God was with them. And so he called on one of the boys in his classroom to read what he had written on the board. And the boy, in all innocence, read this: God is now here. Did you catch that? God is now here. You see where he got that? Out of God is nowhere. But the boy taught a lesson in that classroom that day. He taught the teacher, he taught the boys and girls who shared that classroom with him, that God is always present. That's a lesson that you and I must take with us from church tonight. God is now here. God is with us tonight. He will be with us tomorrow. He will be with us throughout the week, because God is now here. Let us pray together.